You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and 590thefan.com.
Fred Heumann, sports director, WLNS, and also on Charlie's resume, a former mentor of, I got to tell you, Fred, I hear a Fred story, probably if not every day, every other day.
I got a friend of mine who tells you young kids, and he doesn't tell them bedtime stories, he tells them Fredtime stories.
I love that, Fred. And I'm just wondering, your favorite story about working with me, because I have an easy one, and it was the time you and I went to a Detroit Tigers day game during the midweek. The game went late. We wanted to interview Jim Leland. We're driving back to Lansing, and we actually missed the sports cast.
We missed the 6 o'clock. I forgot about that. That's a true story.
Yes.
Although you didn't get scolded about it, I did. I can't remember the news director called me in the office, just shook his head and said, that can't happen again. And I promise you, Charlie, it hasn't happened since.
Love it. Fredtime stories.
Fredtime stories, kids. It's a new staple. What's the latest with Fred McMurray? Oh, he's passed. Fred Astaire. How about Fred Borkowski, who played basketball at Penn State and was friends with Charlie Sheen?
How about Fred Thompson?
Who has passed.
Yes.
With Law and Order, ran for president. Probably sold some reverse mortgages, I think.
He did.
Quick addition to that story. Hopefully it'll be better than my soup story. In Lansing.
Hold on. Let's get the sounders ready.
Okay.
In Lansing, there's two TV stations. Basically, that people watch. Our station, which was CBS, then you had the NBC station. You know how when you're working in a small market, everybody knows each other. Some of these people were dating each other. Mm. Well, the news anchor that had to do the sports that day, because we missed the sports cast, he was actually dating a girl at the other station. So she's talking to him and saying, why were you doing sports? So he tells the story, right? Well, there's so much little competition there. Later on that night, when the sports director for the other station wrapped up his sports cast, he said, hey, that's sports, throws it back to the anchors, and the real kind of smart-ass news anchor said, hey, thanks for showing up for sports tonight.
Yes.
One of
media
the things
sniping,
where,
media sniping.
In the media world, that was very funny, but probably none of the
no.
viewers actually got it.
Inside jokes, that's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, one of our sponsors, no laugh track needed, Offenburg Hyundai, they're all business over there, Charlie. They have fun, but they're all business because the whole goal is to get you a great deal on a car and make sure you're satisfied. Customer service, so they continue to track it after the sale. They do the surveys to make sure you had a good experience before, during, and after the sale. OffenburgHyundai.com is the website. O'Fallon, Illinois. Greenmount Road is the exit. You'll see it from Highway 64. If you've never driven a Hyundai, go by this weekend for a test drive. Check out the Genesis, the premium luxury sedan. It doesn't have the same sticker shock you get when you're talking about a Mercedes or a BMW, but it's got all the bells and whistles. It's not actually a bell or a whistle, but it has all the bells and whistles, everything you're looking for. SUVs that are not huge cars that guzzle the gas, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Tucson, the Santa Fe. Check out all the great cars at OffenburgHyundai.com or in person in O'Fallon, Illinois. Fred Heumann was on yesterday because he's in the middle of Michigan State country, and he said late in that interview, I don't know if the AD is going to survive or not. Well, the athletic director, I think it's Mark Hollis. Has stepped down in Lansing, the school president.
Luanna K. Simon.
Resigned the other day. So that story is unfolding. That's why we had Fred on in the first place. And Mizzou always makes Friday news. It could be somewhat small, like a Blake Harris quitting the team. It could be something huge. Gary Pinkel, oh, by the way, leaving Mizzou at the end of the season. That was on a Friday afternoon. I think you had the Derek Dooley announcement on a Friday, and I don't know if they were trying to hide it, but they just fired their softball coach. And this is sort of like the Pirates and Brewers. Like, the season's almost here, and you kind of make a big, big decision. Now, Aaron Earlywine, who was incredibly successful, if you look at the numbers, I think he was like 200 or 300 games over 500. He was relieved of his duties. And Jim Stork put out a statement more or less saying, we've been looking into this for a long time. There had been some issues in the past, right? Wasn't it about language?
Treatment of players.
Kind of like harsh language, perhaps. But Aaron Earlywine fired as the softball coach at Mizzou, and I know most people aren't following Mizzou softball that closely, but the timing is unique. They're about to start their season. You would think, if you don't like the guy or you're moving in a certain direction, that you would probably decide that a little bit earlier in the game, unless something happened. I have no idea. But the Mizzou Friday News Nugget, Maybe we can get that sponsored.
Well, Outside the Lines now, digging deep into Michigan State, just released an article on ESPN.com about the state of Michigan State football and basketball, reporting now that since Mark D'Antonio has taken over, there have been 16 accusations of sexual assault or violence against women and multiple unreported accusations against Michigan State basketball players under Tom Izzo.
So yeah, totally unrelated to Larry Nassar. They're saying, so now they're digging deep on
digging
what
a
the
little
culture
deeper.
Or the climate.
Yes.
Yeah, D'Antonio especially, there was a really big scandal in the last year where a bunch of players were kicked off the team. And Mark Hollis, the AD, who the article I read said, you know, he's retiring. I'm sure he was either forced to resign. But he's kind of the marketing guy. If you remember and think over the years, Michigan State were always in these cool events like the Cold War, the outdoor hockey game, Michigan State versus Michigan, the Basket Bowl where they play a basketball game at Ford Field. You know, Michigan State, they're always playing on aircraft carriers and all those different kind of big events. Those were all Mark Hollis's ideas. And he is now retiring.
Retiring. What if he got a press conference? And I'm here to announce my retirement. Is this related? No, I just decided it was a good time to step away.
Coincidence.
But I would like to know on every college campus. So what's your percentage? We do that on the show on occasion. Like, what's the percentage, the student ratio of assaults that are filed, charges filed, harassment, otherwise, you know, on campus, like, what's the percentage? And then you should look at the sports team and say they're way over, you know, way over the statistical norm, because it sounds terrible. I think Chris Long made this point one time about NFL players getting in trouble. And I forget the incident that was being brought up, and he said, basically, what is the percentage in society that gets a DUI or gets charged with some kind of assault? Not that it's ever a good thing to have any crimes charged against you, but he said, like, NFL players were always, oh, they're all just a bunch of thugs. They're all getting arrested all the time. And he said, what are the percentages in society, and do we reflect those percentages? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because if you're on an NFL team, let's say, and you have, what, close to 70 players probably with your practice squad, 63 players. If you have three guys, let's say, get in trouble, there's a lot of press. We talk about those three guys. What's the percentage, though? 3 of 63. That's about, what, 4%, whatever it is. Is that the norm in terms of the whole population of the country? I don't know the answer to that, but I think it's an interesting discussion.
So for Michigan State, you have these terrible things going on with the football team, and if you're the coach, you'd say it's embarrassing. One is too many in my book. I'm a father. All of those things would be true, but you wonder, in a huge state school, what is the percentage on campus of incidents per 100 kids?
And I don't know anything about this early wine story, but you just wonder now, with so much going on across college campuses and treatment of women, and you just wonder if a lot of these schools will now try to get ahead of anything resembling any type of story. And I'm not talking about something like Larry Nassar, but even if it's language or treatment of a player, and maybe a story could circulate years later. I think you're going to see a lot of more instances like this coming out in colleges across the country.
And I'm sure someone like Dave Matter, who's part of the station here, Post-Dispatch, for him, it's a big story. He was probably traveling to Starkville, Mississippi, but it's the Mizzou Friday Nugget. Again, we don't have a sponsor for that yet, but we should. Gold's Gym sponsors our regular visits with Derek Gould. Gold's Gym has 12 area locations, so it's easy to find around the entire 590 Fan listening area, and you can get the information online. They had the 3-day trial period. You used to be able to download. I don't know if you can still do that, but bottom line is, you walk in, get a tour, find out more about Gold's Gym. It's not just a bunch of guys throwing weights around on the beach. That's how it started more than 50 years ago.
Muscle Beach.
Venice, California. Now it's evolved all of your family's needs. The whole family can hang out at Gold's Gym and get in shape. Look at Charlie and I. Look at the kind of shape we're in.
Oh, yeah? How about this?
By the way, I've kept the weight off.
I was just going to ask. I'm going to go work out right after this show. It'll be the fourth straight day I work out at Gold's Gym. Can you say that?
No. And it's funny that you had the baby, and now all of a sudden, Jess, I got to go work out. She's like, but you need to come home and help me with the baby. No, I'm committed to this workout routine that I started now that we have an infant in the house.
In fairness, paternity leave from Fox 2. I'm going back to work tonight at Fox 2. So I did have more time on my hands the last 4 days.
GoldsGym.com for more. Go in and say, I want to look like Chuck or Andy Van Slyke. who's usually at the Kirkwood location,
mm-hmm.
throwing down some iron. GoldsGym.com, sponsors of the Derek Gould Report. By the way, I mentioned Mizzou's playing at Mississippi State tomorrow. You also have the Billikens hosting Dayton. Illinois doesn't play all weekend. Isn't that weird? They played on a Monday and a Wednesday last week, and then they don't play again until next week, next Tuesday or something.
They got that first Big Ten victory, didn't they?
Yeah, now they're on the cooler. Put them in the cooler. Now they don't play all weekend. That's in college basketball. I hate that. If a team doesn't play on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to take that Tuesday game and play it Sunday afternoon, play it Saturday night. You don't need that Tuesday game. It's probably because of TV, though. Stupid TV. All right, let's do this. Let's get into the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, you know, you got to be happy.
You know, this is more of a little bit of a housekeeping edition of the end of the day.
Housekeeping?
Gosh, I hate to do this because I feel like I've done two stories,
okay,
and they were both bad.
Third story.
No,
third
in
story.
My head now.
Okay,
this one will be bad.
So it's 0 for 2 with the strikeout and the ground out. Let's see what the third at bat.
100% true.
Okay,
this is a quick one. I was at the hospital over the weekend for the birth of our daughter.
Okay,
and a housekeeping woman did come in to do the garbage and all that, and she said housekeeping, and I went to say housekeeping, but like my wife was sleeping, nobody would have got the joke, but I did laugh to myself.
And you look around now. Whenever you hear it now, you just start laughing.
Housekeeping.
You mentioned Saskatoon at the beginning of this show. I was just going through a list of some of the famous people who are from Saskatoon, might have worked there one time or another. I think the one that stuck out the most, at least for me, and you'll recognize this voice pretty easily, is this gentleman.
And there was more about to be exposed. Didn't look good for someone. End of the saga? Oh, no. Stranger than fiction, as they say. Two people dead. The question is, were there three?
What's the old expression? A lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on. So true. So true.
Keith Morrison getting his start at the Saskatoon Star Phoenix way back in 1966.
Wow. Can we get him on the show at some point?
Let me effort him. I will have to. I guess I'll have to effort Keith. I want to effort this guy too.
Hold on. The truth has to travel halfway around the world before it gets its pants on.
Didn't we talk
about
this?
A lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth gets its pants on.
Now is this a Winston Churchill quote? We talked about this months ago.
Sounds right.
Somebody misquoted it. Probably us.
Yeah. Do your homework.
I'll look it up.
Martin, you mentioned the great game that Bradley Beal had last night in Oklahoma City. I believe the Thunder did win that game. Beal also took a bit of a shot to the groin area from Steven Adams that looked incredibly painful. But another guy I want to try to get on, just because he seems like a really fun guy, is Kevin Harlan. He was on the call last night for that game on TNT. Russell Westbrook had himself a nice little highlight, and this is how it sounded on the network.
This was one of those stretch fours.
Westbrook, oh my goodness! Woo-hoo. When you get up that high, you gotta throw it down hard! What a play! Westbrook elevates, cocks, and rocks it!
Love Kevin Hart.
Elevates, cocks, and rocks it.
Dad was the former PR director for the St. Louis Cardinals. Dad went to Marquette.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I knew that Kevin went to Kansas.
Correct. High school in Green Bay with cousin Sam. We've talked about that. And also in their graduating class was a guy named David Lee who got into voice work. And anytime you hear those NFL, the Bengals take the time.
Not that David Lee. The other.
Not the St. Louis's one.
Ah.
He's overrated. He's on my five. No. The guy's name is David Lee that does voice work. All of that.
Westwood One.
Gravedigger, the Gravedigger voice guy.
That guy.
Packers.
Went to high school.
Raven.
With Kevin Harlan.
Does he actually sound like that? Or does he make his voice sound like that?
I don't know.
If he goes to a drive-thru at McDonald's and orders a Big Mac, is it that gravely?
He does the best to get the NFL's game sound interesting.
You've got the Titans.
I'm like, eh.
Versus the Bengals.
I'll take a number two. Supersize it.
Yeah, he's probably one of those guys like
Coke.
Hey, what's up, guys? Like,
hey, guys.
Are you really the voice guy?
Also, fellas, Mark Twain, apparently. Mark Twain, back in the day, said, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes.
Oh,
so maybe that quote then
so
has
Keith
been changed
misquoted them
over the years.
So true. So true.
Is this the right cut? I was doing some quick research,
okay,
and I found this. And Martin, you referenced this earlier in the show. Let me know if this is correct.
Hold on, or get hit by a bus tonight. I'm not gonna care because she's pushing my buttons and I don't like her now. And the next thing I'm gonna do is leave. So all of you.
Gary, come back.
No.
Let me tell you.
Gary, come back.
Okay.
It's the greatest clip.
When did Gary Coleman pass away? About 5 years ago?
Yeah, five, six, 7 years ago.
Martin played that clip at Fox 2 in the sports office 30 times a day.
It was a slow week, okay?
All I'm saying.
Gary Coleman, I'm looking at week. But the video is better because he's on the set of one of those shows like Access Hollywood.
Inside Edition, I think. Is what it was.
And they're questioning him about, I think, somebody's suspicious death or something. So they're kind of, and they won't leave it alone. It's Gloria Allred's daughter or somebody is like putting him in a really uncomfortable position, and he's sitting on their set and he gets elevated. He's a little guy. And he starts like finger pointing and kind of screaming, and he gets up and storms up. Gary, come back.
And then the guitar music at the end.
And he says, blank you.
You're pushing my buttons.
So when Pinkel retired, remember they were playing that? Gary, come back.
Gary, come back.
No, you.
He's on their set.
Oh.
It's very uncomfortable. 2010. Unfortunately, he passed.
We're going to hear from Kevin Harlan again because we have the Cash Evans Kansas basketball update.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good!
Kansas plays tomorrow afternoon against Texas A&M. They host them at 3:30 p.m. Tip-off. Kansas coming off the Oklahoma loss.
Is that the Northern Iowa game right there? Is that that Baba Kanush that made the shot or something?
Yes. Ali Farouk Benesh.
Yeah.
And I like that call in general. I like Kevin Harlan. It's a short call, and I think a lot of people remember it. So that's why that's the
I asked Gardzi, since he's the big Kansas guy, I said, what is that call that we use at the end of the day? And he said, I think it's the Northern Iowa game.
And how great the old man who tried to get into the Kansas basketball dorm room to tell those guys how to shoot free throws.
Here's what I'm saying. All I'm saying great is this, story. Is that it says he wasn't a Kansas basketball student. He was a suspicious individual, and I'm just, you know, could it have been Gardner?
He looks suspicious.
Yeah.
No
He's
offense.
Not a Kansas student.
We can't rule him out.
Can't rule him out. He's certainly a suspect. Chuck, this day in Bradley basketball history.
Nice.
The Braves, 41 defensive rebounds and winning against Wichita State back in 1991. That's second most in program history. That was a bad year for Bradley. That was just one of their 8 wins that season, but they won that game against Wichita State.
Nice.
You, so you got that going for you.
You're digging really deep when you find a defensive rebound stat. But
I just have the Bradley basketball record book on my laptop. I just search days.
I might have done that myself. I was an intern in the Bradley Sports Information Department. One of my big projects was go back in time and find all the different Bradley players, and I had to log what numbers,
oh boy,
their jersey numbers. That was my big project for like a whole semester.
You guys got Danny Mac to say it.
Bonzo.
You asked Joe Buck if he could. Here's how that exchange went.
Joe, we started a movement on this show. You know, we got a lot of power here, and it came out organically. And it was a call that I suggested Steve Schlanger use during Olympic downhill skiing because there is no signature call for that. And I just blurted out Bonzo. And since then, Dan McLaughlin has worked it into a Cardinal broadcast. Edmonds even started using Bonzo. Is there any football moment where that okay. I kind of pictured maybe like a kickoff, maybe a special teamer gets maybe on Twitter.
I could have stopped you early in that story, but I did want to hear all the people that have sold out for it, but
sorry Martin.
Yeah,
preseason game maybe.
Hey, NFC championship, let's say the Vikings are getting blown out, huh? Bonzo.
Real quick. Got a minute left in the show before Strick gets angry at us for going into hockey since time.
Boring.
Chuck, you mentioned that Grichuk said if he felt like he didn't get 2 hits and a walk in a game, he wouldn't start the next day. Guess, 2 of you, how many times in his Cardinal career, this spans 404 games.
This is good.
Grichuk had 2 hits and 1 walk.
Oh, my
or
God.
More in a game.
Okay, so I'm going to say, because he didn't walk hardly at all, so I'm going to go ahead and say that only happened 8 times.
10.
15. He last did it on August 18th, 2017, in the win against Pittsburgh. Cardinals were 13-2 in those 15 games.
Love Gritchie. Hope he does really well.
So do I. And I say he gets traded not because I don't think he'll do well. I think the Blue Jays will be down, and I think Gritchie will do well enough to at least be a tempting player for an American League team that wants to try to make a playoff push.
Brewers and Blue Jays, first MLB teams to field four outfielders at the same time. Hmm. Just take an infielder out and put him in the outfield.
There you go. That's the end of the day.
That's the end of the day. Don't forget, before the end of the day, you can still get that for the big Cajun cook-off that's happening tomorrow. More info at stlmardigras.org. A great event where you're basically hanging with the chefs. They're doing the cooking. You're doing the partying. You've got the mixologist there. Food being served. The Bloody Marys. It sort of gets you in that Mardi Gras vibe early here. Kitchen Pass. You can buy it for the Cajun cook-off that's happening tomorrow at the Bud Light Party Center in Soulard Market Park. More info. Tickets available at stlmardigras.org. MardiGras.org. That'll do it. Strick next with Hockey Sense on 590 The Fan.